I'm Cool Through 3000, and I am joined in the KEXP studios with Museum of Love, who are playing tonight at Newmo's, tomorrow night at Doug Furr's, but right now, going to be playing for you live here on KEXP.
I'm not afraid to
We are live in the KEXP studios with Museum of Love, who are playing tonight at Numos, tomorrow night at Doug Fir. Thank you guys so much for taking time out of your day and coming in. It sounded great.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
We're delighted. Can we have some introductions around?
I am Pat Mahoney, and I am singing the words.
I am Dennis McNanny, and I am on Wurlitzer and samples and percussion and such.
I'm Matt Shaw. I'm playing the bass and the sampler and some keys.
I'm Guy Licata. I'm playing the drums.
And Pat, can you tell us a little bit how the group formed and how you guys all met?
Dennis and I have been friends for a long, long time, like 15 years or so.
Yep.
We met at the Plantain Studios, which are what became the house studio for DFA. Dennis was an engineer there. And I was I don't know, it was the 90s. I had nothing to do, so I hung out there a lot. and we've been friends ever since. We never did a musical project together. I was away with my other band, LCD, for, you know, better part of a decade. And then when that stopped, when I got fired, put out to pasture, I was crying into my beer, and Dennis was like, I'm going to play some drums on this thing I'm working on. And
perfectly good beer. Don't cry into it.
I like it a little salty. So I did a little drum session, and then he was like, well, let's make something out of this. So we just hung out at his house for about a year, once every 3 weeks, working on it a little bit, mostly hanging out and talking and having a good time. And then we liked how it was coming out, so we kept going.
And now most people know that you were a drummer, but had no idea you had this voice. Where did that come from? And I mean, you've been hiding it. Have you sung before?
I don't hide it. I just, you know, I haven't had the opportunity to inflict it on people before. So here we are. No, I was doing karaoke and I was like, well, I'm not that bad at this.
That's great. Well, it's a great voice. And is it different for you to be up in front kind of leading things? Because, you know, as a drummer, you kind of get to hide back in the corner, sometimes even behind a nice plastic thing.
You get to hide physically, but it always gave me the fear, because if you screw up, then you make everybody look bad. But if I screw up now, I just make myself look bad, which I'm totally comfortable with.
Excellent. And with what kind of sound are you trying to achieve with this Museum of Love?
Dennis, you want to jump on?
I don't know if there's, you know, quite one sound. I think the most satisfying part about this project, you know, both of us listening to a bunch of records, hanging out, talking about books and such, there are a lot of references that we both shared, a lot of records that we both loved. So I think this project, we have similar vocabularies, so it draws as much from Harry Nilsson and Robert Wyatt as it does from Public Enemy and Yin Yang Twins. That's the hope, anyway. There's certainly a lot of Roxy music and a lot of krautrock.
Yeah, we wanted to make something that where we weren't. We didn't have too much of a preconceived notion of what it would sound like, but that it would speak to all the things that we really loved all at once.
Well, it's a great sounding album. The name of the album is self-titled, and it came out in October. You have a few more songs for us?
We have two more songs for you.
Excellent. And why don't you tell us, what were the two songs that you started off with?
So the first one was Down South, which was our first single on DFA Records, and followed by our second single, Monotronic, just because
nice.
It made sense that way.
And what are you going to be singing now?
The next song is it's a bit of an up-tempo number. It's called In Infancy, and then we'll round it out with a power ballad.
Excellent. This is Museum of Love here in the KEXP studios. Thank you. This is Museum of Love here in the KXP studios. Museum of Love here in the KEXP studios, playing tonight at Numo's here in Seattle, tomorrow night Doug Fir in Portland, and Tuesday night up at the Fortune Club Sound in Vancouver, British Columbia. Thank you guys so much for coming in. That sounded wonderful.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Want to say thanks to our engineer, James Nixon, and also thanks to Reeves for holding down the fort. This is Where the Music Matters, KEXP 90.3 FM.